amid a tangle of fallen timber and used a turkey call to mimic the soft clucks of a hen. Almost as soon as I did, the Tom jumped off the cliff and took flight. He flapped his wings maybe 6 times and soared right over my head. Turkeys are not graceful flyers, nor are they graceful landers. This one crashed through the limbs of a ponderosa pine and then thudded to the ground on the timbered slope of a deep ravine off to my left. I turned my head in that direction so that my chin was over my left shoulder. I kept on clucking. I was hopeful that the Tom would come to check on the source of the calls, but after a couple of minutes I hadn't seen or heard a thing. I called some more, but still nothing happened. You have to be very careful about movement and sound when you're hunting turkeys, so I continued to hold dead still even though I hadn't heard or seen the bird since it landed. Maybe about 5 minutes went by without my ever turning my head away from its position over my left shoulder. And then something strange happened. Suddenly someone sighed very loudly just behind my right shoulder. I've had coyotes and bobcats come to my turkey call, but this sigh sounded like that of an annoyed person who was slightly out of breath from running up a hill. My immediate response was to turn my head very quickly in its direction. My chin was just about to begin passing over my right shoulder when I noticed a large male black bear standing on its rear feet with its front feet propped up on a log that